Costa Gavras's 1969 film Z won the Cannes Jury Prize and Academy Awards for Best Foreign Film and Best Editing, among other prizes. And Pauline Kael called it almost unbearably exciting and one of the fastest, most exciting melodramas ever made. Now, 40 years later, it's being re-released by Rialto Pictures in a new print that's being shown at Film Forum starting a week from today, Friday, March 13th, and running through the 26th. Mr. Costa Gavras's latest film, Eden is West, is having its North American premiere tomorrow at the Film Society of Lincoln Center, and I'm very pleased that all of that brings him to our studio today. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Z is based on a novel by Vasilis Vasilikos, published in 1966. Did you know the author?
Personally, I met him later. Personally, no. I met him after the movie was made.
Now, up to this point, you had been making other kinds of films, hadn't you? Not political films, if I remember correctly. Your first film was The Sleeping Car Murders.
That's right.
And then you'd made Family Business, which was a kind of a crime comedy.
Yes.
So when you read the book, did you know this? I have to make this movie?
Absolutely. And it was the moment when the colonists took the power in Greece. So it was important to me to do something against that. And Zed was the best thing to do.
In the opening credits, you have a disclaimer that reads, any similarity to real persons and events is not coincidental, it is intentional. But you didn't set the film in Greece.
No, of course not. The movie was shown in Greece almost 8 years later, after the colonists left the power.
But you could have, I guess you didn't want to have the actors speaking in Greek either. You made the film in France.
Anyway. With the French actors, because it was not impossible to go to find Greek actors or French actors speaking Greek. So it was necessary to do it that way or not to do it at all.
Isn't this based on actual events, the so-called Lambrakis case in Greece?
Absolutely.
It's an assassination.
It was a senator who tried to do a different politics from what the usual politics was that time. It was the Cold Period, and politicians should be pro-Russians or pro-Americans. No way to be halfway.
And this is before the colonel's coup?
Before the colonists, of course. Probably the colonists took the power against him because he was starting all against that spirit, because that spirit started getting very important. And Lambrakis was the representative of that spirit.
Why did you shoot the film in Algiers, of all places?
Because it was the only place we were allowed to shoot it. In France, it was impossible because you didn't have enough money. In Italy, they refused everything. And one of the actors, Jacques Perrin, told me, do you know Algeria? I said, no, because they can help us. Not by giving us money, but just give us the possibilities to shoot the movie there.
And it looks kind of like a European city.
It looks a Mediterranean city. And the real story took place in Thessaloniki in Greece, so it was a harbor city, so it was easy to simulate the movie.
And when the film came out, did everybody realize that this was really about Greece?
Yes, I believe so. We never mentioned the name, but I think very quickly people knew about that. And especially when they get to the end of the movie, when you see all the prohibitions they have, then they knew it was Greece.
And you do two things that we've seen a lot in film since. I don't know whether this is the first time it's ever been done, but you tell us what happened later.
What happened after, yes. We say what happened with the killers and what happened with every person who was involved to that story.
And also all the list of things that had been banned by the junta that took over after the movie ended, which includes things like long hair. You have a shot of people cutting off
the police catching up the students with long hair and cutting the hair in the street.
Couldn't play the Beatles.
Yes.
You couldn't learn Russian.
Yes.
And even the letter Z was banned?
Was banned. Because Z, it means it's in life in Greek ancient, in Greek modern. And people who were writing on the walls Z, it was a way to speak about that senator. So he was involved. It was prohibited by the colonels.
So this is one of those odd films that has the same name in many different languages, but pronounced differently. Zeta would be in Greece. Z in England.
Z in England.
Z in the United States.
That's right. But it's always Z, the same letter.
How was the novel received, because it was so political and based on real events?
At the beginning, the novel was received quietly. And then, of course, when the movie was out, the novel was everywhere, yeah.
And I'm assuming you knew that this was going to be controversial.
We didn't know anything. As a matter of fact, all of us, the actors, myself, we did the movie because we're supposed to do something against the colonels. And to tell you the truth, for 1.5 years, we were looking for money. Nobody was willing to give us money to make that movie.
Your original producer backed out, didn't he?
Yeah. Everybody used to say, there is no love story, there is no main character. There's a lot of characters, but not a main character. And they said, nobody would like to see what happens to a Greek senator who was assassinated.
But political thrillers are a mainstay of cinema, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, political thrillers are like thrillers. The interesting thing was that it was a real story. And the amazing thing is at the beginning, when the movie was showing in Paris, it was a very small audience for the first week. And everybody said the movie is a dead horse. And then the second week started going up, and the third more up and up and up for 45 weeks. And it was a kind of huge success around the world, and probably the biggest success in the United States ever. For a foreign language movie, of course.
And you won a couple of Academy Awards, which should come as a bit of a surprise because the United States comes in for some criticism in this film. The CIA gets mentioned.
It's like a joke. Like a joke, that's
the
right.
Pressure of the United States on the political situation is mentioned a couple of times.
Yes, and also because the colonists were, at that time was very much backed by the United States to take the power.
Which... was unfortunate. The United States was backing the Greek colonels. It was backing the dictatorship in
South America and some other places.
Portugal,
yes.
And that's Spain. Right. I guess because the Cold War, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Absolutely, yeah.
My guest is Konstantin Kostas-Gavras. Do you ever answer to Konstantin anymore?
Yeah, sometimes, but I prefer Kostas. It's shorter.
Kostas-Gavras' 1969 film Z is opening a week from today at Film Forum. And this is a new print.
It's a new print, absolutely. New subtitles. And the old thing is very new. I think Rialto did a great job.
Yeah. The new subtitles are important because perhaps they clear up things that we might have been a little unclear in the original version.
Yes, and probably some of it was speaking about things of that period which are completely unknown today. Mm-hmm. Like the Cold War, for example. Young people don't know anything about the Cold War today.
You have to explain the Cold War. The music, most of it, was composed by the Greek composer Nikos Theodakis. He was politically outspoken as well.
As a matter of fact, at that period, but Theodorakis, he was in prison. So I could not have him doing the music. So I asked him through friends if I could use his music, already been composed. And it's what I did. I took pieces of music from all his work, and I used them for the movie, yes.
And he was under house arrest at the time?
He's absolutely, yes.
Yves Montand is a star of Z, and he had begun his career as a singer, but by this time he was making something of a specialty of appearing in films with political themes. He had already starred in René's La Guerre et Finie. And he made a number of films for you.
Yes, we made five movies together. One was Z, and then another. For the first one was Sleeping Car Murders, which was just a thriller. And then after Z, we made The Confession, which was about a communist leader who was accused to be a pro-American, and he was with others. The others were executed. He wasn't. It was a kind of those Stalinian trials, you know, which kind of... And then we did a couple of other ones, yeah.
And you have said that cinema is always political. When you said that, were you thinking about only the political films or even the non-political films?
All movies. We have a French philosopher, Roland Barthes, the name, used to say all movies are political or there are politics in every movie. We can analyze every movie politically. And I think I'm completely agreement with him.
Although in some cases the politics is more obvious than
obvious,
others.
Yes, or direct or indirect, absolutely.
In the case of Z, you said it was banned in Greece for 8 years?
Oh, yes, completely. During the period of the colonist period, it was banned, of course. It's an amazing thing with Z, it was also banned in a lot of countries, and we could follow the change, the political change of the country with the selling the Z on that country.
If they allowed it without censoring it, then... the country was had relative freedom.
Right.
Did Z brand you as a political filmmaker?
Yes, but I don't agree with that name. I mean, I think, as I was saying, I think everything is political. And some people say it also is the first political movies. I think political movies have been made since the silent period of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are all sorts of implications of what
yes.
goes on in a film.
Yes.
It's a matter of whether it's subtext or the text itself. But in your case, you had run into political problems in Greece, hadn't you? Is that a reason that you left for France?
I left for France after high school just to study mm-hmm. because it was impossible to me to study in Greece at that period because of my father's behavior. During the occupation, he was... doing the resistance with the left-wing people, so he considered like a communist, what he wasn't, as a matter of fact. And so the kids of these people could not go to the university at that time. So the only way to study was to go to France, where the study was free, and I was also able to work and study. And then I discovered the cinema school, and I decided to go to the cinema school. And was very lucky to be accepted and then to work in France.
And most of your films have been made either in French or English.
In French, essentially, some in English in Hollywood, yes.
Have you ever done one in Greece?
No, the very last one, I shot just a piece of the movie, a third of the movie, in Greece because I needed a kind of extraordinary place with extraordinary hotel, with bungalows, and I found them in Greece.
And that film is also political in a different way. It's called Eden is West, and... it's about illegal immigrants, in this case, an immigrant who's trying to get to Paris.
No, it's essentially one immigrant. It's a kind of road movie of a young immigrant who his dream is to go to Paris. So he crosses the Mediterranean and he crosses several countries in Europe to get to Paris. And it's a movie about him and but also about our society, how we accept these guys, how we deal with them, and how we are nice or nasty with them.
We're nice to them if we think that they're one of ours, but if we then realize that they are not, then suddenly we react to them differently.
And also how you use them to do the nasty jobs and the ones we don't want to do ourselves.
So to some degree, this is a reflection of changing attitudes about immigrants in Europe today.
It's about showing how we receive immigrants today in Europe. And we know that we need immigrants in Europe because we're getting in a period where the continent's old. We're getting older. So we need young people.
Well, in France, you obviously were welcomed when you were young and a Greek immigrant. Things have changed in France.
Drastically. At that time, there was a lot of job. There was possibility to find a place very easily, a place in the society. Today it's very difficult.
And is that's pretty much true throughout Europe these days?
Yeah.
In Greece as well?
In Greece, things are difficult in Greece. For young people, it's not so easy today. They have big economic problems.
I was just thinking while we were talking about you as a Greek filmmaker who made movies in France and also made movies in English, that the last big hit film out of Greece that most Americans will remember was made by an American who people think is French, and that was Never on Sunday.
Yes, absolutely.
The ironies of the film world.
It's not the irony, it's the reality of cinema, as a matter of fact. I consider myself like a French director more than a Greek director because everything I learned about cinema, I learned in France. So the way I'm doing films, like the French people used to do them. I think with cinema, we can travel, came to the United States, I make three or four movies in Hollywood, they're American movies, even mm-hmm. if I'm not American director.
Well, to some degree, it's also because you're working with the machinery of the film industry. If you're in Italy for many years, you would have made a film in which the sound would have been dubbed in later because that's the way they made movies. In France, you make them with certain studios available. In Hollywood, you have all of those toys to play with.
Yeah, but it depends also on the story we're making a movie with. So if it's an American movie, it's an American story, it looks an American cinema. Or an Italian story, it would be an Italian movie.
I want to thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a real pleasure talking with Costa Gavras, whose Z will be playing at Film Forum starting a week from today. His new film, Eden is East, is playing starting tomorrow at the Film Society of Lincoln Center. For more information, you can visit our show page at WNYC.org. Costa Gavras will be answering questions tomorrow at the 1 p.m. screening. He will be after the 1 p.m. screening of Z this coming Sunday, March 8th. And his new film, Eden is West, will have its North American premiere tomorrow at 9 p.m. at the Film Society of Lincoln Center. For more information about all of that, you can visit our show page at WNYC.org. You'll also be at Columbia University tonight?
Tonight, yes, for a masterclass relation with the students.
Can anybody attend?
Yes, I believe so, but it depends on the university.
I'm told we can't. They can't, and that's why we were reluctant to talk about it. But those lucky Columbia students.